Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to AT&T Stadium, Ohio State's home away from home. This is Monday. It is media day. And here they are, the number two seeded Ohio State Buckeyes getting ready for Wednesday night's New Year's Eve quarterfinal. We've got a full team media day. Welcome to The Notebook on 97.1 The Fan and 10 TV. I am Austin Ward. Jeremy Birmingham behind the camera. You can see, here we go. Don't show me. The Buckeyes are here. They're out here. We're going to get a chance to talk to as many players and coaches as we can squeeze into 45 minutes here. This is one of the most fun times of the year. We'll see who we can get. Just go grab Lincoln Keenholz right away. He's right here. So, welcome into AT&T Stadium. Lincoln, get up. You can't sit down. We haven't seen you in months. How are you, sir?
Good.
Oh, I love this. Love this pullover.
I know, it's nice.
Hey, what prompted you to cut your hair? That's the first question for media day.
So it started off I'm not gonna lie. So obviously I had longer hair at the time, and I wanted to kind of get like a mullet or something. And
you couldn't pull it off?
My girlfriend was cutting it. All right.
Okay.
And she cut really high up and just kind of screwed it up. It just didn't look good. So I was like, just buzz it all off. And I was like bald.
Okay.
It started to come back. Sorry, guys. It started to come back a little bit, but
it was a tough look.
Yeah. I honestly kind of like it short, so I might keep it short, but who knows?
I thought maybe you'd lost a bet like Carson to go with the blonde.
I did.
Okay.
No.
You're going to get this question a lot from other people. I'm not trying to rush you to a decision. I know you're trying to win a game on Wednesday night. When you think about winning a game and your future and everything that's on your plate right now, how difficult is it to compartmentalize everything that's going on and stay focused on one game and not anything that might happen in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And I've had conversations with Coach Day and also with Coach Fessler about it. And, you know, it's just a lot going on right now. I'm trying to stay focused, and they're definitely helping me. Stay focused just on the game coming up, and then whatever happens afterwards happens. But, you know, right now I was trying to stay focused on the game.
I'm not wanting to be involved in your decision-making process, but does what Devin did a year ago and seeing how he handled that process and being the backup and weighing everything, how much is that, I don't know, educational for you?
Yeah. I mean, it helps for sure just kind of see that, and then also just – knowing that the coaches here want me to stay around and want me to be a part of the team and be in that backup role just in case something happens. But, I mean, I also got to do what's best for me. So,
when you think about 2 years ago on this very field to where you are as a quarterback now, how different are those two versions of Lincoln Keenholz?
Yeah, way different. I mean, just 2 years of learning behind good quarterbacks, both Julian and both Will. And just being in that position that I am right now, I guess on like a knowledge standpoint, just understanding the game, it's way different. I mean, I was kind of thrown out there and kind of went out there and played, and I didn't really know a whole lot, but it's different for sure.
All right, we'll let you get back to it. Unless Berm's got questions.
We have two questions. Right. One of them we're going to ask every single person we talk to, so this is the most important one. Do you know Sonny Styles' real first name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Alexander.
Okay. Second,
we can't just say yeah.
We need to make sure we confirm everything. Second one for you, as Austin brought up, returning to this venue, how important is it to you to get involved in this game on Wednesday and be a part so that you can take this back, I guess. You know what I mean? Because this place was kind of a show 2 years ago, not just for you but for everyone. Mm-hmm. How important is it to you to just kind of wipe that clean?
I guess 2 years ago it happened. There's nothing I can do to change that, and you know, I'm just kind of in the position just in case something happens right now. And I mean it'd be nice to get out there and get some reps as well, but I'm still bottom with the team 100%, and so
appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Right. The move. I thought we were going to get Brandon Ennis. You got Gabe Van Sickle over there. We're definitely going to have to talk to him about the opportunity in front. You wanted to talk to Bo Jackson. Let's do that. It's right here waiting.
I feel like there should be music playing.
That would be nice. Bo, can we interrupt? You want to stand up with me? I just need to measure it. Yeah, okay, exactly.
You may as well just ask the first question first.
I'm going to ask the first question first. Do you know Sonny Styles' real name?
Yeah. I do.
It is.
Can you say what it is? You're on the spot. It's one for one. Lincoln got it right.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex, okay, great. This freshman year for you, did it go the way that you anticipated? Has it been better? Because I'm on the outside looking in. I know you have lofty goals for yourself. It's like I didn't see you contributing to the level that you have. Certainly didn't think you'd be a starting running back at Ohio State in year one. But when you came in, did you think that that was within reach?
I wouldn't say I didn't think it was in reach, but I'll say it's just a dream and a blessing to be here and just get this opportunity.
What did you feel like you most had to prove to Coach Locke or Coach Day to get that role?
I feel like I had to show that I was physically ready and tough enough to be able to go on the field.
It felt like in February, Locke was saying the work ethic for Bo is what's going to set him apart. I assume that that's always been a part of your mentality, your approach to the game. I assume you take pride in that. Has that always been something you've done? Did you have to learn how to work the way Mick wants you to? How has that adjustment been?
Oh, yeah, it was a big adjustment. Of course, getting here and then Coach Mick workouts. But growing up with my brothers and my dad, we always worked hard and competed with each other. So, yeah.
What's it been like having family on the team this year for you? I mean, how helpful has that been to have your brother here?
Oh, it's been great. He's been a great support for me. So,
yeah. Bo, as you went through high school, didn't play a lot of running back at times. Sometimes injuries that you kept you off the field. Austin asked, like, has this year been a surprise in some way? But, like, did you always feel like this was who you were at your peak?
Yeah, of course.
Last question for me, and this one's stupid, but that's what I do is I ask stupid questions. Favor Aki said he's wearing number 25 next year.
Uh-oh.
Because apparently you're switching your number. Do you have a number in mind you want to go to?
Of course, my high school number. Nothing official yet.
Okay. I thought 25 was like the freshman running back number, and then you just have to work your way out of it.
He doesn't want to give that up. That might be too secret information there. Thanks, Bo. Appreciate your time, man. Good luck on Wednesday night. All right. Spencer just grabbed James Laurinaitis. We've been waiting all year to get James back on the notebook. We'll have to wait. We'll go straight over here to Coach Locke to follow up on the Bo Jackson conversation. Locke, can I interrupt you for a second? How are you, sir?
Good.
Good?
What's up, man?
How's this year been for your backfield, you think?
Learning experience, young guys. It's been good, though. Another year with a 1,000-yard rusher, always good.
When you talked to us in February, you were mentioning Bo Jackson's work ethic and what he might become. And it felt to me that the uncertainty off the injury a year ago for him in high school with what you had coming back with CJ and James, like I didn't really consider the likelihood that Bo could elevate the way he did. When did you think that that was real? Did you really have that sense in February that this would be in the cards for him?
Watch spring practice and then I evaluate this kid for a long time. Knew he had a chance to be special. So I'm not surprised. The pace that has happened at maybe caught me off guard a little bit because he had the two older guys with James and CJ. But I'm not surprised by anything that this young guy does.
It felt like there was almost like a sense of reluctance in September when he started to make those plays, but then he had the fumble at the goal line. It's like, I don't know, is Bo ready to take on a prominent full-time role? Was that the only thing, the ball security that he had to show to you? I know that there's more to playing running back than just that, but was that the last hurdle?
Well, I mean, that fumble that he had against Penn State, if I recall, he ran the back of a lineman. He pretty much has really great ball security for the most part. His ball security was something I was never worried about. He always demonstrated that in practice. The biggest thing was pass pro. Once he showed me that he can handle pass pro and identify where the plus one was coming from, and he has a will and a want to block, I wasn't worried about it because the kid has a chance to be a really good three down back.
We watched you guys the last time in here balance, Quinshon and Travion, and we know that this year you've really rotated through all four of those guys. Do you believe that the era of one bell cow starting running back is over. Do you like it this way where you've got it set up with multiple backs to get through the course of the year?
No, I don't think it's done with when you have a bell cow. That I don't believe. The situation's a little bit different. You know, I'm honest with the kids. You're talking about two guys who went first round talents, you know.
Yeah.
One went 36.
They're pretty good.
One went 36 pick, one went 38 pick. There wasn't a real big gap in, you know, with those guys. And so, you know, it's always, as Coach Trust said, to have two in a spare.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had two really good year tires. two really good tires. So that's a little bit different situation.
You getting a kickback from that?
really good situation with those two. But this year, this room wasn't that, you know, and both created some separation between him and the other guys. But, you know, the other guys have their roles. Like I say, C.J. Donaldson has been big for us. Great in pass pro, short yard. He has gotten better over the years, along with James and Isaiah as well. But, you want to play all of them if the game calls for that. If not, you got to let your one get in some kind of rhythm. You know, other places I'm being, you know, it has been that, you know, whether I was out there in Oregon and the guys that I had out there. But, you know, you're gonna play the best one, and then you got to have somebody else to come in and spell them, and the other guys just have their role. So, but I don't think the day of the running back just having one guy, if he's really, really good, you know, you play him. Now, if you got two really good ones, you got to play both of them.
Yeah.
One question for me. As you get into recruiting evaluation, obviously you can't talk individual players, but when you watch a high school running back who has the opportunity, the talent to play to place at Ohio State, he's going to be the best player pretty much on the field of every game he plays in high school. What actually separates someone when you're watching anybody that you're evaluating? Because all these guys are probably the best player on their team. What actually opens your eyes to be like, that's a guy that can be a difference maker at a place like this?
I might evaluate backs a little bit different. Like, you got some great running back coaches out here. Let me first say that. I still think of myself as a back. I am a back. So there's certain things I look for in running backs that guys, man, I look for. I like guys who are similar to myself. I play both ways. You know, I like those guys. Like, Bo played safety in high school. So they let me know he's going to bring some kind of special team value, that he's a football player. You know, those are guys that I like, who are multifaceted guys who can play offense, play defense, and they bring value on special teams. So my evaluation is a little bit different than others. Than what I see. You look at C.J. Donaldson, he was a high school wide receiver. So I know he's going to have great ball skills and all the other stuff you can teach him on. But like I said, the evaluation process for me is a feel. I can turn the film on and say, okay, we got something. Everybody going to look for the same thing. This kid has great contact balance, short area burst. Can he create on his own? Some guys you have to teach that to. But it's a feel. Every running back coach is different. You're going to have a feel for what you're looking for. That's, I just have an eye for certain players that I'm looking for to bring in here. Then also going through that process, I'm gonna know if they can take me or not, because I'm gonna challenge them when I'm recruiting them. Like, I'm not your homeboy. If I get a feel they can't take that, like, this might not be the kid, because y'all have been out there with me. I'm gonna take the kid.
Okay, and we've asked everybody. This is the media day question of the day. Do you know Sonny Styles' real first name?
Sonny.
Yeah.
No, I actually,
oh, we finally stumped somebody.
I actually don't know his real first name. I just call him Sonny.
Well, that's good. Well, that's what he wants to go by. So,
well, I scream Sonny, stay off Bo Jackson.
So when Sonny pisses you off, just call him Alex and see what happens.
Oh, okay. Well, I know C.J. Donaldson's full name, DeCarlo Carey Donaldson. I do know that.
Well, I didn't know that one. So he stumped us.
So why is his name C.J. Donaldson and not D.C. Donaldson?
I have no idea, but I know his middle name is Carey and his first name is DeCarlos. Right. He absolutely hates that, too. I call
that's
him
when he, that's when you're in trouble?
Yeah.
Where is DeCarlo?
All right.
He should be over there somewhere.
Thanks, Locke.
There you go. He's sitting down right over there.
We got him. We'll find him. Right. Appreciate you, Locke.
Appreciate it.
All right. Berm says he wants some T.J. T.J. To the right? Oh. By Berm's request, TJ.
TJ, can we bother you?
Yeah, I got you.
How's your one been?
It's been good.
Better than you thought? Better, worse than you thought? It's hard to put that into terms, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I first got here, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. But as time went on, you know, you start getting adapted and stuff like that, so it got better.
When you are joining a position group that has mm-hmm. as much talent as was already on in place here,
yeah.
And I know that everybody coming out in your shoes, like, I'm good enough to play. I want to go somewhere where I can play right away. I'm sure that Coach Laurinaitis has talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time. It took Arvell time. Mm-hmm. Is that difficult to accept once you actually get into it? Because we can see the physical tools, mm-hmm. but you know the experience piece and all that's not quite there yet.
I don't really think it's difficult to accept, especially when you see like Arvell and Sonny, how they be balling out there. It's like, it's like, okay, I can understand why I'm behind those guys. So like, it took them time to do what they're doing. So like, hey, I could wait and make plays when my time come.
What is it like to watch them and know that with the level of appreciation for their preparation, mm-hmm. what the scheme is, the way that they execute? I imagine for you, it's elevate. Like, we can see it, it's like, holy cow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But you know everything else that goes into it. What is it like to watch them, not just on Saturdays even, but day to day?
I really just love, you know, seeing on the Saturdays how they perform and stuff like that, and then knowing what they do during the week to like prepare and be ready for the moment. It's just like you see what it takes and the things you got to do to get to there. So it's love to see it.
Is there a sense of urgency, maybe not for Wednesday night specifically, but none of us expect Arvell back next year. Mm-hmm. Sonny can't come back. Mm-hmm. You know, for you or Riley or Peyton, mm-hmm. like that time is going to get here pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a sense of urgency, you know. Lord, not to be on the young guys a lot, because next year this is going to be us. So, like, we got to step up. We got to be ready to fill them shoes.
For you, TJ, obviously, everyone all the last 2 weeks talking about Jeremiah versus Miami. Like, Miami was pretty dang important for you growing yeah. up and your relationship. Your family wanted you. Well, some people believe your family wanted you to go to Miami. What does it mean to get to be in this game and line up against the Hurricanes?
You know, it's great. Every time I step on the field, I know – I got to do my job. I got to execute at a high level just because I got to show everybody why I chose to come here instead of there.
You, people that I talked to said that over the last few months, you maybe have matured more than any player on the defense from just a big picture perspective of like understanding where you are now in your life.
He's not talking about people. He's talking about James Laurinaitis.
Perhaps. What happened? Why did that occur for you? Because, again, you know how coaches are. They're going to talk. They're going to tell the truth also. So they're not going to blow smoke up your butt just for fun, but because they don't expect you to hear this. So I'm telling you, but what happened? What do you have a moment that occurred for you, whether it was in August or in the season, where you're like, wow, I actually have things I have to do to be on the field?
Yeah, it definitely was a couple of moments, you know, coming in early on, it was kind of like a struggle. And it was days after practice, I'll just go sit by myself and I just like, you know, you start contemplating like, dang, like, is this really for me? Like, did I do the right thing? And it just came to that moment. You just start like praying to God. You let God take control of everything. And then once you make that first play, he's like, dang, I can really do this. And then just like, you just let that take over. You just let your instincts take over. You stop thinking so much. I feel like that's a problem with a lot of freshmen. They come in thinking too much, like, I want to be right. I want to be right. I can't be wrong. And then at that point, you just come in, you realize, hey, everybody makes mistakes. Like, you see people in practice, the starters making mistakes. Like, everybody's going to make the mistake. You just got to come in and go full speed.
Only one person has failed the media day quiz so far. And it's one question.
Uh-huh.
What is Sonny Styles' real first name?
Alexander.
Okay. There we go. I should know. Somebody from that room is going to have it right. Does he get called that?
I don't really call him that, okay. But we're going to start doing it.
There we go. I love that. Thanks, TJ. All right. We got Billy Fessler. We need him. We have not spoken to the Ohio State quarterbacks coach in a while. Billy, can we speak with you for a minute, please?
Can we call you William?
I want to ask politely. I know that your time is valuable. I asked Julian this a couple weeks ago, and I know that we just see limited practice. So we saw 5 in the spring.
Yep.
The day that I could never get out of my head as we went through the summer and into August was the day before the spring game in the cold in the horseshoe. You're already shaking your head. So it was not a great performance. For him to go from that level to New York City as a Heisman Trophy finalist, I think is pretty remarkable. To be around it every day, how much growth actually went into that?
Yeah, I mean, when Julian came in, you know, naturally he's extremely talented. There's a reason why he was ranked as high as he was and you know, all those things. There's no question about it. But what I've been more impressed with than anything with Julian is, you know, his willing to continue to grow and get better. I mean, he attacks every day. And like you said, you were there in the spring, and you know, there were a number of days like that. And I think that's one thing for a quarterback that they just need to continue to understand is that, you know, this isn't something that just happens overnight. It takes time. It takes reps. It takes hours and hours of meetings. You know, it takes a lot of effort, both in the facility and away from the facility. And credit to Julian. You know, he's done all that, and really proud of the way that, you know, he's attacked this year. And I think just even from game one to this point, you know, the strides that he's made have been really impressive.
It almost feels like, I don't know, stupid in hindsight to have questioned it or wondered, because we saw what he became. No, as you mentioned, nobody becomes a Heisman Trophy finalist by snapping their fingers and just going out there. Did he have doubts with the confidence? Did you have doubts in him that this was going to happen at the rate that it did? Like, when did that change where you knew that he was on the trajectory that you guys wanted to see?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes time. You know, and I think that you're still trying to figure out, you know, exactly what he's capable of as you go through spring ball. Yeah. You know, and you're working through those things, just because even for a quarterback, it's hard to know because you're never really live. You know, we had a couple practices in the spring where we made him live just to put him in the fire. And he did a great job in those practices. So, you know, I think for him, you could really start to see that growth and the maturity start to kick in even more and start to show up on the field as you got into fall camp. And that's where, you know, in fall camp, I challenged Will last year, you know, can you complete 80% of your passes throughout fall camp? And, you know, he ended up, I think, at like 74 or something like that. Yeah. throughout fall camp. And I challenged Julian with the same thing, and he was higher, you know, he was at 76, 78. And so, you know, when you started to see that started happening, you kind of thought to yourself, yeah, something that could be pretty special.
When you guys were in this building, you know, 11 months ago, a year ago at this time, Will was such an outwardly vocal leader. We saw how important that was on the way to the title. Julian's approach is different. How do you compare and contrast? I know there's a lot of different ways you can play quarterback and lead a team. What is the way that he's finding how much Will Howard is actually in Julian saying, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, they are different, you know, and personalities are different, and backgrounds are different, and the way they play their game's different. You know, but there's different molds that can be successful playing quarterback here. And so we've seen that with a number of different guys throughout the years. But from Julian, I think Julian gained a lot just to see how Will led. Will was one of the better leaders that I've ever been around.
Yeah.
And so he had a big personality, and it was contagious, and was able to relate to everyone on the team. And I think Julian saw that and quickly recognized that I need to, you know, act in a similar manner. So Julian has a lot of respect from everyone on the team. And I think it starts with the way that he works every day. So that plays a big role in it. And, you know, week in and week out, you know, he gained more and more of a voice with the offense, to the point now where, you know, you see him out there on the field getting guys right. And, you know, he's never, I don't think that's just not who he is to be a big rah-rah guy.
Yeah.
But when he talks, people listen.
I don't want to just skip past Lincoln Kienholz, but I know that this stretch is difficult. We talked to him already about what Devin went through a year ago and the process, and we are not rushing a decision for him. But if Lincoln has to make a different choice throughout January, how has he developed? How has he changed? What has he given to this program? He could play on Wednesday night. Where has he gotten better? How close was he to helping this team even more if necessary?
I tell Link all the time that he's one snap away, and that I couldn't be more confident, you know, if he were to go in the game. Lincoln, from where he was last year, you know, to where he has grown throughout the season, really throughout spring ball and all of our preparation going into the season, has been, you know, really, really impressive. You know, I think he's seeing the game as well as he's seen it, you know, in his career. I think he's throwing the ball as well as he's thrown it. And he's also always been such a great athlete. So he gives you a lot of things. And on top of it, like, it's not an easy position to be in, you know, where he was in a quarterback competition throughout fall camp. It didn't end up coming out that he was the winning the starting job, you know, and he really never blinked an eye. You know, he's an ultimate competitor. And so naturally he was a little bit bummed out at first, but never, ever did I feel walking into that room that there was any type of animosity or spite from Lincoln. He continued to prepare as a starter every week. And, you know, I've got so many good stories about walking in late at night into the quarterback room and you see Lincoln in there by himself watching film.
Yeah.
And so that's a testament to him. So I've got a ton of respect for Lincoln. You know, I've got a lot of confidence in Lincoln. And if we were ever in a spot where we needed to play him, I would again, I wouldn't blink an eye. I'd be really confident you go in there.
Well, his hair looks terrible.
I didn't check out the hair.
Burn will ask about Tavian, I bet.
I will, but this is the media day question of 2025's Cotton Bowl. Do you know Sonny Styles' real first name?
You almost said it.
No.
So now we've got your second person who doesn't know it. It's Alex.
Yeah.
Why would you? You're the quarterback's coach. Let's talk about Tavian St. Clair. It is a difficult adjustment, as you said, for any quarterback to come into college and have to pick up everything. Coming from a place like Bell Fountain, Tavian will admit, and he's admitted to me, that he found the adjustment harder than he expected it to be. What have you seen out of him since the spring through the summer to now as he's gotten more, I don't know, mentally prepared for what this job actually is about?
Yeah. You know, I think with Tavian, it's just about being urgent every single day to go attack, right, to get better. And that's what he's done, and that's something that I've been really proud of. I imagine coming in, his expectations were at a certain point and quickly realized that, it's going to take some time to learn and to grow and to develop as a quarterback. And so when you look at what he's been able to do throughout the year, it's been impressive. I mean, Tave comes in every week and learns both our game plan and then goes over on scout team and executes their offense. And so he's able to work both of those two different things. And, he's growing mentally and answers questions, fast and sharp in the meeting room. And you're starting to see that show out on the field. And then on top of that, he's getting a ton of reps against the best defense in the country every week. And so that from just a seeing defenses from a processing standpoint, from a recognition standpoint, can go a long way.
All right. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Good luck. We got a pickle over here, don't we, Berm? I don't know if he's being simultaneously interviewed by two people or what. Sicko mode. He might be. I don't want to interrupt that. Excuse me, Mr. Sicko mode. I think that we don't want to steal everyone's time. Carson acted like he didn't even know your name when I asked last week. Is that an act?
I would say, Luke made that nickname up like when I first got here. Yeah. It was like my first week here, and he said, "Hey, Sicko mode." And I'm like, and then it kind of stuck from there.
So that did not carry over from high school. That was new. All right. What has this last 3 weeks been like for you? Those reps in the second half against Indiana, I know the outcome didn't go the way you guys wanted. The red zone didn't go the way, but those are the most productive drives of the game. Probably something for you to build on. How have you done that?
I'm just trying to get better every day, obviously, this 3 weeks, and building up my game, building up my confidence for this game.
Do you think back at all to the opportunity, for Luke in the postseason a year ago? You never know if you're ready until you're out there. Does seeing someone else do it apply to you? Do you take that? Do you say, if Luke could do that, if Austin could do that, then I can do the same?
Yeah, kind of in the same boat, obviously, because Luke and Austin kind of were just thrown in and then said, just go succeed. And then that's what kind of happened.
Did you think, I don't know, this might be difficult to answer. When you got to October or November and you saw the way that this offensive line was playing, at that time, it was like not an immediate path to playing time.
Exactly.
But you still have to be acting as if there is.
Yeah.
What was it like to be in your shoes at that time? Where did you feel like you were ready to contribute at that time? What was going through your mind in the middle of the season?
The biggest thing for me, I just got to stay humble and just keep your head down and keep going. Like, if you want to change something, you got to go change it.
How did you do that?
I just think getting better every week, just getting better, getting more confidence.
We're anticipating, and I know this is not your decision, and you don't have to address it this way. We think you're going to play probably a good amount on Wednesday night against Miami and this defensive front. Are you feeling different nerves, different energy, different vibe for yourself to get ready for this game than you did against Indiana or going up to the Big House a month ago?
I think the biggest thing, the first few snaps might be a little nerve-wracking, but I think once you get those first few snaps, it's back to high school football. Back with playing with your buddies and stuff. So it's not a big thing.
When you are out there, what do you think is, if you describe yourself, what is the strength of your game if you're out there at right guard?
I would say my run game is probably my strength.
Okay. Why is that?
I think I can drive people, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that would work.
Yeah.
Berm?
Gabe, you know who wears the blocko, right?
Yeah. Sonny.
What is Sonny's real name?
It's the media question, pop quiz. I mean, the rest of the offensive line doesn't even know his name.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know.
It's Alex.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Got
I didn't
the
know
stumper.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For you, you know, the path to this moment has been kind of weird, right? 2 years ago, you were committed to Northwestern. You make a visit to Ohio State in November. You flip. You play here a year ago. You learn. You're getting all the experience you need. And now you're in this moment. What is it like for people back home in Traverse City to see you wearing Ohio State stuff in the college football playoff?
I mean, none of them would have said I would have played at Ohio State. I always thought I was going to play at Michigan State, but like seeing, I'm sure they're like just wild to see me here. And it's been a good experience.
Did you go home at all for Christmas?
I did. Okay. I went home for 3 days.
Was there any Scarlet and Gray around Traverse City at all? Just in your house?
I'm from Grand Rapids, actually.
Oh, Grand Rapids. Sorry. Yeah. I just heard Berms.
I don't know why I said Traverse City.
The people have made jokes I'm from Traverse City.
Okay. Well,
you talk like you're from Traverse City.
I'm just following Berms' key. He's the recruiting guy. Yeah, I'm just.
These days are getting
long. All right. Did you see any? Are there other pockets of Scarlet and Gray up there?
A little bit, okay. But not as much as you think.
My brother lives in Lowell. I know there's a spot up there where people have Scarlet and Gray.
Bit, yeah.
Now we're just naming towns in Michigan. Great. Appreciate you, Gabe. Good luck this week. Yep.
Thank you so much.
See if I can bother right today. Maybe we can just walk by and at least show people what it looks like.
Well, you can show them right now, Berm. This is what it looks like in here. Ryan Day is right there in the middle between the goalposts. Of course they can. You've got the camera. James is still occupied, so we'll float here. Yeah, Tyler Bowen, yeah, all alone. The offensive line coach in quite some time, and we need to. It's a big week. Your conversation with Locke here. Sorry, Locke.
Hey, are you good? Yeah, I'm a guy.
Seems like you've been a popular guy over here. Big week for your group. I want to break the ice just with what the first year was like, and then we'll get into what the last month has been like.
Yeah, I mean, the first year was good, you know, as far as just coming in. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still football. But, you know, coming into the room, a good bit of experience in the room, but still a very malleable group that needed technique work and still does. They all do at all times, doesn't matter how long you play offensive line. But a group that has the right mentality that has played with an edge. At times we got to be able to do that on Saturday or whenever we play this game. I keep calling it Saturday.
What's Buckeye time?
I don't know what day it is right now. It's Thursday for me. But no, the year's been good. Been ups and downs just like any season, and you're working through issues and problems as far as schematics or personnel or anything like that. But I'm very proud of the group, and they're a joy to be with every day.
When you talked in spring, you talked in August, I bet you talk about it every day with the cross training and a primary position and a secondary position. Even still, did you feel like this is what the five is going to be? These are the spots they need to be in. If we had made a depth chart on the outside, not with your expertise or knowledge of what's going on day to day, this wouldn't have been the way that the five were lined up.
Right.
So how much adjustment was there from what you thought it would be?
Well, I think we really settled into where guys needed to be at the end of the fall camp. And I think that's why you have camp. That's why you have spring ball. That's why you have, you know, summer opportunities for guys to compete and you know, show the talent of where they fit best for that group to be successful. And I think that's where we finish up. But no, certainly there's been twists and turns with that, and you know, guys surprise you with skill sets, you know, so that's really how we got to the point where we are with kind of, we've been pretty solidified in how we've went about with the group, you know, since the season started.
You know, talking to Austin and Carson, you know, coming out of what happened in the Big Ten championship game, like angry, I think would be an understatement to that. It's so out of character based on what you guys did the 12 weeks prior. So what has it been like in your room since then to get that fixed, to get that taste out of your mouth, to go against maybe even bigger test than what Indiana Faye gave you guys?
Well, I think this coach says it all the time. We say it in our room, the issues are always there, you know, and they bite you, you know, when they have an opportunity to. And I know myself in that room, very disappointed about our last outing, and you know, done a good job of addressing the issues, and now we've got to flush it and go play ball against a very good opponent.
When you looked at those reps that Gabe gave you in the second half, I know that the drives didn't end in the end zone, and that's the biggest frustration for you guys as the entire staff. there Wednesday night. I'm not trying to get the depth chart or any.
Right.
What tells you he's ready if that moment is his?
Well, I think he's shown the ability to become more consistent throughout the course of the season, you know, and we get a darn good look at practice every day from who we go against. So I think you're able to see the iron sharpening iron and things like that. And I look at it like this. Anytime we've rotated guys into the game, you know, they wouldn't have the opportunity if they weren't ready to be a starter caliber player, you know, and that's the reason you get a opportunity to go play. So, you know, Gabe certainly did some nice things in the game, did some things that he's disappointed in and that we've tried to address. But, either Gabe, Josh, however that shakes out through the end of the week, we'll be confident of those guys stepping up in that spot.
I feel like you're wearing a different hoodie than everyone else. This is a superstitious one. It's getting worn out.
No. This right here is just because they don't always make the tall sizes and everything. So, you know, I didn't want to wear a midriff, you know, like a crop top out here. Okay. So,
well, some offensive linemen like that.
One question. I know as a coach, you never want to signal out anybody for something good, but you said you get here and there's guys that surprise you with their skill sets. Was there anybody specifically when you arrived that you're like, wow, that is different? Because you've coached at high level places. You've been in
– Yes, sir.
But Ohio State is
absolutely different level. Absolutely.
What was it, or one guy that maybe you're like, that's something I've never had the ability to coach before?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, there's some overall athleticism in the room that I think is pretty unique. Guys that can really run, have opportunities where they can be good in space. I think that's one thing that sticks out, you know, when you think about a couple of guys in the room. And I think the surprising things were, you've got guys that have played on the interior that may move out to the wing of the O-line, you know, that surprise you when you give them that opportunity to be able to go play. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys that, quite honestly, skill set wise, potentially could play all five spots, but it's trying to find what's the best for this team and what's the best for them at this moment.
Don't feel bad if you get this wrong, because you've only been here a year.
The coaching staff has struggled.
Coaching staff has struggled. Okay. This is the question of the day.
Okay.
What is Sonny Styles' real first name?
I do not know that.
Same. The offensive side of the ball, just you'd think you'd be able to talk some trash. Locke, what is it?
I still forgot.
It's Alex.
Alex. Thanks. Oh, wow. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate the time. Good luck on Wednesday night. You got to. We're going to keep reminding you. CJ is right over here. CJ, can we speak with you, please?
You know we can't let you.
This is a live microphone.
It's not live on the internet.
But it is on. We haven't got to talk to you in a while, and we miss you.
I miss you guys too.
When you have to make a difficult decision, and I know we talked to you about it, you know, the process of going through September, you don't even have to detail the thought process, but when you have to watch your teammates, how difficult is that for someone in your shoes, as competitive as you are, to know this is maybe what's best for my future, but now I can't play for 2 months?
No, it was very hard. I definitely want to be on the field with my guys, my brothers, but like you said, I do what's best for me. As far as that standpoint.
Did you think, well, maybe the NCAA will just not delay this 5-for-5 ruling and I'll get back out right away? Or did you spend any time hoping maybe they'll help me out?
Yeah, me and Coach Day talked about that like the first 2 weeks I redshirted. So, and then they talked about how they were delaying it. So we just stopped talking about it. But
when you get to the postseason then and you get a chance to really flip the switch back up, and I'm not saying you weren't doing that. Coach Day talked about you helping a lot, giving looks with the scout team, and it aren't a lot of teams, I imagine, that have the talent, the athleticism that you could bring to the scout team. A, taking that energy to the practice field, how did you do that? How did you maintain that edge? And B, did it feel different once you got to, all right, well, the regular season is over, it's time to ramp back up?
My whole mindset while I redshirted and was on the scout team is to be the best defensive player on the field that our offense will play.
Sure.
And I feel like I've done a good job of that. As far as getting back on the field now, you know, I've definitely improved. Just waiting for my number to be called, and whatever it's called, I'll make my plays.
What's the most exciting thing to you about what that additional year could provide?
I don't know.
I mean, I assume that you went into this thinking, well, this is how it could help me. Maybe it's Matt Patricia, maybe it's Coach Jay, whatever. What's when you ultimately made that call and you're like, well, this is what I must get better at. Mm. What part of that was exciting to you?
Continue to grow and learn and just understand more of the game.
What's Sonny's real name?
Did he already tell you guys?
No, we know it.
I mean, I know we're that. Asking everyone. It's today's media question.
There's been, I think, four misses so far.
And it's all three of them are about the offensive coaching staff.
Oh, I mean, Sonny was my roommate for a year and a half, so I know his full name.
So let's hear it. You have to tell everyone.
Alexander Lee Styles.
What is your?
We're not talking about that.
I'm going to ask Sonny yours.
Sonny doesn't know mine.
What kind of roommates were you, dude?
I'm CJ. Hey. We're going to stick by CJ.
How has life,
Captain.
How has life as a father been?
Oh, I love it. Love my daughter to death. You know, she's my everything. Every time I step on the football field or do anything, as soon as I wake up, it's the first thing I'm thinking about. How can I make her life better? So I'm loving it.
It was, I remember in September you had her out there after the game. Yeah. I don't remember if it was a jersey or the cheerleader outfit, but those opportunities like to celebrate the program and your growth both as a football player and as a man and as a father now, I mean, how is that this version of CJ now different than the one a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
For obvious reasons, I'm much older. But
well, that doesn't always bring wisdom.
Yeah, but with that, I feel like I am more wise. You know, when I first got up here, I felt like I was just my freshman year, at least. I was just along for the ride. And I'm just learning and soaking up a lot of information from guys. And my locker was right next to CJ Stroud's. Yeah. Me and him used to sit there for hours. Now it's me and Arvell. Last year it was me, Arvell, and G. But now me and Arvell, we're pouring more information to the young guys. So, yeah, that's really it.
Good. Keep it going. Good luck on Wednesday night, CJ. Great to see you. All right, what's the time say? Oh, 3 minutes. Oh, we got to get Edric. Well, we got 3 minutes. There he is right there. Look, he's trying to hide. He can't. You can't. We only have 2.5 minutes. I need half an hour with 96.
Mr. Wolf.
Hey, all five of you. I'm doing great. All five of you, I have one question for each of you.
Huh? You had a great sleep last night. Right next to came back snoring.
What is Sonny's real name?
Alexander Styles.
Okay, everybody.
Bryce didn't know.
Bryson.
You didn't know that?
No, he looks like he's got it.
Did you know that?
I don't want to touch for some today. Did you know that? Do you guys know what CJ Hicks' real name is?
No.
Ooh.
I actually seen it on a paper, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's...
He wouldn't tell us.
He refused to tell us.
He's not going to tell you.
Can you go threaten him for us and get it out?
Threatening CJ?
Yes, we need to know your name.
It's already stressed out enough.
Christopher? Bryce thinks it's Christopher.
It's not
Christopher. It's not Christopher. It's C-H. It's like C-H-I-R-O-N, something like that.
Kriston?
Tyrone, something like that.
Okay.
So it's Kriston.
It's fine. We don't know. Did you get good sleep last night?
I got great sleep last night. Other than K-Mac. K-Mac kind of threw me off. I like woke up in the middle of the night and turned over, and he was on his back with a tablet. Not a tablet.
Studying film late at night?
No. He's watching Netflix. Oh, but okay. It was on his stomach. But he was snoring. So he was just asleep. But it's like the tablet did not move, though. That was great. Just seeing it going up and down. Pretty talented.
Is that a skill?
Yes.
To fall asleep watching Netflix?
On that. He's
Who's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I all my teammates are my favorite. I love all my teammates.
That's a real cop-out answer. Very political.
It's my nigga Dom on my Dominic Kirks and Keanu Jackson Jr. are like right there.
Anyone who asks the question gets, so who's your favorite media member?
Berm, of course.
Berm
the man. Of course.
Unbelievable. I can't ever. Not that I should. Berm is the man. All right, clock. Clock's right. Look, there's where Ryan Day is right there. They're going to really sticklers. There's Luke. I gotta ask. Oh, is he talking? We need to know what Carson Hensman's nickname is. Oh, he's about to be under attack. They're gonna get all these guys out of here, Berm. We're gonna lose the opportunity. At his own podium, big time.
Big time.
This is the least amount of people that have ever been talking to Caleb Downs in his entire tenure. Hey, what's Sonny's real name?
Alexander.
Do you guys ever call him that?
Yes.
If he's in trouble, or do you have to, how does that work?
IGB calls him Alexander as an insult. I call him Alexander when he looks like a scholar. When he has glasses on.
That's fair. You look like a scholar right now.
I always look like a scholar.
Do you know CJ Hicks' real name? We're trying to figure it out. No, it seems to know.
I do not know CJ Hicks' real name.
Congratulations on the awards. When you hit the road to go pick some of those up, I know that you care about winning games more than individual awards, but to get some of that recognition, what did that mean for you and your family?
Hey, Alexander.
You've been the subject.
I think it was great, but at the end of the day, it was bittersweet just because I had to leave from the Indiana game to go there. So, but it was great to go to the awards and everything.
Congratulations, you guys are done. So we asked, I don't know, 20 people if they knew your real name, and it feels like half of the coaching staff doesn't know.
You serious?
Yeah.
All on the offensive side.
Lock didn't know. Bowen didn't know. Gabe Van Sickle didn't know.
That's why Lock came up to me.
That is why he came up to you. But so now we have to ask you, what is CJ Hicks's real name?
Did he allow you guys to say it?
He said he wasn't talking about it.
And he said, no, you don't know it.
I know it. I just can't say it unless he doesn't like to say it.
Okay. It's a secret.
All right. I know it, though.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks, Sonny.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good one.
That's it. The clock has expired. Let's go steal the Cotton Bowl trophy over there before we get out of here. Hart is talking over here. They're going to get him out of here. He's got his backpack going on. We didn't get James Laurinaitis. Now that one's on me. Been waiting all year. All right. Fun notebook. Losing my voice already on a Monday, which is really a Thursday, as we try and keep it straight. This is what they're playing for right here. It's proven legendary, the champion of the Cotton Bowl. A lot of hardware was collected by Ohio State, including in this game last January in a semifinal. This is going to be a quarterfinal. Hey, shout out to Iron Oak for the Scarlet takeover of the state of Texas with the Pearl Snap golf shirt. Go check them out in Green, Texas, if you can. It's Television's Adam King. Holy cow.
We're still on the time was up. The alarm went off.
Oh, your availability is over?
My availability is over.
Okay, fine. Well, you'll have to see Television's Adam King tomorrow on a Talkin' Tuesday on the beat.
Shout out to Austin and this polo that he's got. It's pretty beautiful.
I just said, it's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very
Do you
nice.
Want me to get you one when I go back to Green?
I do.
Okay, Thank I will.
You. That's all I ask.
Great.
Hey, it's a pleasure meeting you.
I'll talk to you again. All right. Thanks to Berm. Thanks to everyone from the Ohio State coaching staff, Ohio State roster that took some time to talk with us on this Monday morning at AT&T Stadium. A busy notebook, a fun notebook. Hope you enjoyed it. I would have been glad to do it for 4 hours with everyone that we didn't even get to. So some of the stuff that we had on our to-do list didn't get to, some stuff that we didn't expect, we did. Hopefully you enjoyed it either way. So appreciate you all for watching on 97.1 The Fan and 10 TV. Thanks to Berm. I'm Austin Ward. We will talk to you later on from AT&T Stadium as we get ready for Wednesday night, New Year's Eve, the Buckeyes and Miami Hurricanes.